The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office Air Posse is a search and rescue group. It's made up of volunteer aviators. Did you know the Air Posse was first called to assist the Sheriff's Office in 1941?
Air Posse was the first one that was formed as a posse for the Maricopa County.
89-year-old Jim Shackelford is a former MCSO Air Posse member. He has a bit of insight as to how the group was created.
Actually, my dad was one of the founders of it.
Shackelford says his father was a local dentist whose hobby was flying. He says he remembers when his dad was asked by Sheriff Long Jordan to help locate an inmate who escaped prison. The older Shackelford took off and found the man walking along some railroad tracks. Sheriff Jordan was impressed and grateful and had a proposition for Shackelford.
It was a short time after that that he asked my dad, he said, you suppose that maybe they could get a group together that we could use as a search and rescue for airplanes? And my dad said, sure, he had some old flying buddies that he knew, so they kind of all got together and they did.
But World War II put a halt to the team for a short time. It wasn't until the war was over that the Air Posse was reorganized, and it took off. This time, 22-year-old retired Air Force pilot Shackelford joined his father and the new team as the Posse's youngest member.
And my dad had just bought a 1947 Stinson, and it was new from the factory, and so I got to fly Dad's airplane.
Shackelford says the volunteer team was an organized group. It purchased its own fuel and repaired planes. The unit was always on call. If someone was reported missing, one or more planes were dispatched to search a designated area.
We used message drops. We had some plastic tubes with corks in the end with a ribbon, and we'd write a message in that, and if find somebody wandering around out there, we'd throw a message down that they would have help, or to the search group that was down there. Tell them where they might find something.
Shackelford says over time the Air Posse was deputized and wore uniforms with badges. They also received radios to better communicate with ground search teams. They were also provided funding for the maintenance of their airplanes. Today, the MCSO Air Posse members continue to assist the county whenever and wherever they're needed. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo-Rodriguez.